This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Hey guys, Murph here with a quick scheduling announcement. We are going to take a break from Canon Bohemia episodes on Thursday, February 6th. That means this and next week will be regular episodes, then we'll be taking a week off to do something else on the 6th, then we'll be back with regular episodes on the 13th. Usually we take breaks for a couple weeks after we finish long arcs, but as the campaign nears the end, we're going to take a week off here or there, maybe once every 5 episodes. The stakes are super high right now, the edits are getting more complicated, and I want to make sure I have time to dedicate to everything. It's the same thing we've always done, but instead of taking multiple weeks off after 10 episodes, we'll take one off every 5 or so. That's it. On with the show.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bohemia, everyone.
Bohemia.
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard One Surefoot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshine Sabin. Dirty Honey throwing dirty 20s.
Ooh, nice.
Did I get a 20?
What is it?
11.
11.
Okay.
Starting now.
Okay. It is a dirty 20 if you have a +9 modifier, so we'll say that you do.
Shit.
Very true.
Nice.
And of course, Caldwell Tanner.
Beverly Togold the Fifth, currently on a bad date with the world's worst chaperone.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
In the milk layer.
It's a bad scene.
It's not great.
We also have returning guests, Siobhan Thompson.
Apple Scrumper, covered in shit, ready for it.
Bravo.
And Zach Oyama.
Mavris the Unschooled.
Come on.
Clearly forgot. Slayer of the Jublix and lover of tricks. The cereal.
Thank you.
Scribbling your homework down as the teachers come in to check it.
The crazy thing
wait.
I wrote sketch with you for like a year.
Yeah.
And
we know you're smart.
We know you're That's smart.
That's the disappointing thing.
I just don't like that you gave me an assignment.
Yeah. You don't apply yourself, Mavris.
Well, here's the thing. You crushed it, though, because I'm still laughing at that tricks line.
Hell yeah.
It's really good. And Mavris would like tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway.
He's got a bunch in his loose robe.
Anyway, guys, let's do a little recap. So last week, Mavris and Bev took on the Jublix along with Erlen and his crew. The brutal stakes of the fight led to Bev and Erlen reconciliation. Red survived by the skin of his teeth, and Mavris finished off the beast with a beautiful original poem about love.
Totally original.
Totally original.
Oh, God. I was laughing by myself at home last week about that.
We actually had to retake a couple of scene descriptions because Jake was laughing so hard and would just repeat it.
It bears anyway, repeating.
While you guys fought the Jublix, the rest of the boobs in Frostwind thwarted an assassination attempt on King Coldane by one of Theala's spies, then continued funneling Eladrin and dwarves through the Fae This Way Charlie Brown Christmas Tree portal.
Ooh.
You all so arrived sweet. In Gladeholm, where the floating city was tethered to Asmodia by giant magical chains. You contacted Meemaw and Lucanus, who told you that they were planning on confronting Akarot to cut the head off of the snake. They joined you, and you prepared to teleport off to face Akarot. Meanwhile, in Irondeep, Mavris and Bev were summoned by Maz, the dwarven wizard, to help save the Dwarfenage from Dwarger zombies. You rushed to help, but walked right into a trap. Maz tricked Bev and Erlen into teleporting away with him, while Mavris, Cobb, Red, and Egwene were caught in an explosion.
I was re-listening to that episode, and we are fools, because Maz is like, oh, you really think you should go to Beverly?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, motherfucker.
He told me everything I wanted to hear, honeyed yeah. and milked words.
I can't believe I rode him like a car.
Bev found himself transported to a cave where he and Erlen were trapped by dozens of chosen soldiers, mages, and Theala herself. When Bev challenged her, she spoke the harrowing words, "You will work with me whether you want to or not." And that is where we are now.
Does it have to be?
Seems bad.
Yes.
It could be.
Maybe we can just like go to Denny's.
Anyway, we cut over to Apple Scrumper and Cooter at Denny's.
Get the Grand Slam.
3 years later.
The only two that survived.
What? Hey, get your own milkshake.
Sucks our friends died.
Sucks everyone died.
Nope.
And you and I moved to Shadowfell.
All right.
A bit dark here, isn't it?
There for sure is a Denny's in Shadowfell.
Right next to the fucking DMV.
Anyway, so Bev, you are in the middle of this cave. There are torches all around you. You can see that the one exit of the room is blocked. It's this long hallway. Chosen archers have their bows trained on you. And there are a bunch of wizards wearing the black masquerade masks of the Grave Robbers, the mage guild that is aligned with the Chosen. Erlen is pinned to the ceiling, struggling, being held there by Mazel Thul. And you stand in the center of the circle of enemies with Theala. She's tall and commanding to begin with, especially you being a halfling, but she's surrounded by a radiant aura and floats slightly, giving her the appearance of being even more towering.
I do that thing where you like stand up on one foot to make it look like you're levitating.
I see you can levitate too, Beverly Togo.
Exactly. We are both blessed with the levitate ability.
Yes.
Equally blessed, I would say. What is it you want?
I want to keep the world safe. You all have helped me defeat Akarot. We've been working together, whether or not you know it. And I just want to make sure that the world is safe going forward, because there will continue to be evil even after Akarot is thwarted.
If you really want to help, then heal us and let us go, because Akarot's still out there. He hasn't been defeated yet. And there's still work to be done.
Beverly, you and your friends are extraordinary people, and I'm confident and hopeful that they'll be able to beat the last rogue god on their own. And since you elected not to work with me by choice, I hope we lose a few of your friends along the way.
Well, that's just petty. That's why people don't like you, because you say things like that.
It doesn't matter if people don't like
you. Just you gotta work on your optics a little bit, I would say. The floating thing is great, but like then you say stuff like that, you kind of spout these really harsh truths and just critical words, and it really...
I tell it like it is, Beverly.
Well...
I'm not afraid of ruffling a few feathers.
Can't knock that. And you've got plenty of feathers to ruffle on all sides, I see. While I'm talking to her, can I do an insight to see if these wizards have, like, counter spells prepared?
Of course.
Okay. That's a 9.
A 9.
Mm-hmm.
Even with a 9, by falling for this trap, you are in the middle of the Red Wedding, and if she wants to kill you, you're dead.
Cool. Great. Cool. So there's nothing I can do.
It doesn't. It seems like the thing to do was to not go with Maz.
There was something you could have done last week.
Okay. Is it too late to request an edit?
You see, Theala goes, you are
an extraordinary individual, Beverly. It just so happens to be that I am more extraordinary. You are the whetstone that sharpens the blade. And you are going to make me more powerful than any god that has ever existed. Because being a god is not enough. Asmodeus was killed. Your friends defeated a Tarrasque. You defeated a Jubilex. You've shown me that what I've done so far isn't enough.
Why does it just have to be you? We defeated all those things together, don't you see? It's not the power of one, it's the power of many.
That's where you're wrong, Beverly. Extraordinary individuals are the ones who shape the world. The chosen soldiers in that valley that were descending on Iron Deep, I lost thousands of them. And it was worth it to get spectacular individuals. You see, she flashes her hand and she has two big yellow diamonds in them. And you instantly sense the presence of Ulfgar and Alanis.
No. They're your friends.
They were my friends. And then they lost sight of the forest. They were worrying about the trees.
Trees are beautiful and cool. That's one of the first things you learn as a green team.
You hear Erlen struggling against the ceiling. He's right. Trees rule and you suck.
Tell her about those hot trees I met.
Some of my friends' best friends are trees. What are you going to do with them?
They are going to help me just like you are going to help me. Now be a good boy and go to sleep. Go ahead and give me a charisma saving throw.
Oh boy, okay.
Oh, but you're charismatic.
I am charismatic.
Did you add four to yourself? See?
I do add four to myself. I add plus 9 and plus 4, so 13.
Yes.
What's 13 plus 18?
Jesus Christ. You see, she murmurs some like divine words, looks super smug, and you just don't move, and you're still standing there. And she goes, oh, God damn it, shoot him! And just arrows everywhere in all directions. We can take the time to calculate the damage, but you're knocked out. She does non-lethal damage to you.
Okay.
Cool. There are just a bunch of fireballs and you're hit by a bunch of things. You get to, she is impressed. She's like, what? God damn it.
I'm just like pulling out the arrows as more like fly into me. I try and throw an arrow at her.
Yeah, you run. You just like straight up cut down two archers. A bunch of dudes stab you.
Catch one in your mouth.
She shouldn't have insulted trees, man.
Trees,
fight for the trees, Beverly.
Okay.
Put my boyfriend down.
You unfortunately get non-lethally Boromir'd.
Mm-hmm.
You get shot with a bunch of arrows, and then she walks up and she hits you with the butt of her sword, and everything goes black.
Lame.
So let's cut over to Asmodia, Moonshine, Hardwon, Apple, and Balnor. You guys are in Gladeholm. The shield is starting to flicker, getting ready to go down. And Lucanus and Mimar are there with you guys and go, are you ready? I can take you to Akarat, to the base of his tower. His tower has magic. All right. I won't be able to get us to the top, but I can get us close.
Lucanus, Mimar, eat up before we do. And I give him the... I still got Tupperware Heroes Feast, right?
Feed him a little Heroes Feast. They can no longer be poisoned.
Suck on this wisdom.
You know what? How is everybody HP-wise? Because
Didn't we take a short rest?
You guys were able to take half a short rest.
Half a short rest. Yeah, I'm actually pretty good.
Yeah, you guys are pretty good? Because Meemaw has Cure Wounds.
Meemaw.
I'd take it.
I'd take a first level Cure Wounds.
Okay, Meemaw casts first level Cure Wounds. Heals you for 9, Moonshine.
Nice, Meemaw.
No problem, young, and it's been a long time since I got to cast a first level Cure Wounds
on you. You want me to do the favor?
It's like
right
when you would scrape your knee.
Oh,
how about you, Hardwon? You got a scrape knee?
I got two scrape knees, to be honest.
Okay, I'll do a level 2 for you, hun.
Hey, thank you.
She heals you up for 17.
Ooh, I love it.
She's going to heal Balnor up. She's got to burn a level 3, but that'll get Balnor to his, not his Hero Feast hit points, but his regular hit point max.
I'm fine. F-line at 209.
Apple, honestly, you're glowing. You could be in like a Gatorade
Thank you
commercial.
So much. You know, actually, shit body masks are really, really good for the skin.
Yeah, I can see. I feel like your pores, I could like eat off of them.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you could if you want.
Did you just say eat off a shit body mask?
But look at her pores. They're immaculate.
They are immaculate.
You know, when all this is done, maybe I'll open up a spa in Gladeholm.
The shield is down! You see the...
No! I'd love to hear more about this spa.
You see as the shield finally breaks and orcs begin to... they begin to try to swarm in, but there's a bunch of Eladrin archers and frost dwarf berserkers, warriors, and Gladeholm elf fighters and stuff start engaging them on the front lines there. Lucanus wraps his arms around you guys and teleports you.
Oh God, I give one final salute to the brave fighters that are sticking around.
Yeah, Durlin and Cran are there leading some. You see they did bring along some other Green Knights with them. Right, the Green Knights are mostly in the summer court, so this was all people who came in through the spring, but there were some mages and stuff they were able to get there.
Were they having a party?
Yeah, there were the people who were summering in the spring court were able to come.
They're all wearing boat shoes.
Yeah, so you see some Green Knight halflings in boat shoes helping out in the fight. You see Cran is barking out orders and being a battle master, and Durlin's going around inspiring people and giving them like bardic inspiration and stuff. In fact, he looks at all you guys. He's got a bunch to burn. He's going to give everybody bardic inspiration.
This is the first time we've tasted this since Rusty the Bard.
My God, it brings you right back.
Yeah, you see Durlin looks at you. Scoutmaster Moonshine, that crown, you're glowing.
Oh, thank you. I'm just borrowing it.
Oh.
Ain't no big deal.
Scoutmaster Hard One, did you get bigger? What is your bench at? It's got to be higher than the last time I saw you.
I couldn't be sure. I'm holding back tears.
And you, look at this absolute unit. There's the apple.
I wrestle with him.
You quickly defeat him.
I want to wrestle with this Scrumper.
You'll do a little bit of light wrestling before the fight.
You inspire each other by wrestling in the middle of this end of the world fight. So Lucanus teleports all you guys. And you guys find yourselves near a wizard's tower at the edge of the fallen city. It is night, but everything is alight with fire, both of torchlight and pyres throughout the city, but also flaming arrows and burning buildings, just, you know, war going on below you. You guys see Asmodia is very mountainous, and you are on like the upper plate of the city. The city is basically built around a canyon. So you guys are on like the upper part, and then Gladeholm is kind of tethered to the lower part.
Is this our first time in Asmodia?
Yeah.
I think I just turned to Hardwon and be like, you know, I wish this wasn't the way we were seeing it, but there's a bit of privilege in seeing it, isn't there?
Yeah, I feel like we've seen it all now.
Yeah, right? Weird.
Balnor shits himself. Oh my God. There are actual orcs killing people.
Drink up, bud.
It's an actual nightmare. You see Gladeholm is at the bottom. It is chained down by giant magical chains with hooks dug into the floating island. The buildings in Asmodia proper are all crumpling. This is a fallen city after all, but there are war tents and lights from the gathering orcs that had been staying there. You guys also see various menacing wizard's towers that are all in various forms of decay. And the wizard's tower that you guys have arrived at overlooks the entire city. It sits atop the upper plate and rises hundreds of feet in the air. It's built of black stone and leans precariously over the edge of the plate towards the city below. There is clearly some kind of magic keeping it up here. It looks like it was designed as not a scout tower, but as a place for a necromancer or a wizard to like lord over the city or to menace the people who live there.
Can I look it up on Zillow?
You look it up on Zillow.
What's this estimate?
It's a fixer upper for sure. Yeah.
Oh, did they flip it?
Yeah, it's only $80,000.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's a really shitty neighborhood.
Can I look at the comps?
So you guys can hear the sounds of battle echoing through the canyon below. Gladeholm is surrounded on all sides, but they are a magical people, so the orcs are just going at them with crude tactics. So they are trying to overwhelm them with numbers. Like, they're just climbing in and getting slaughtered. Dudes are, like, getting flung via, like, catapult and are getting blasted out of the air by mages. The people from the free cities that are getting killed are the people that are, like, on the front lines, like, archers and stuff, getting, like, yanked out by an orc, like, out of Gladeholm, out into, like, the piles of orcs and frost dwarves that are like berserkers that are jumping out and like fighting on the front lines. So it looks about even between the orcs having the advantage and Gladeholm, the elves and the Eladrin having more kind of magic. But where you guys are, you're immediately able to hide. You guys find like a bunch of boulders. You see that there aren't any orcs up here. The fighting is all happening down below, but it does look like Akarat has a security system for the tower. There are two huge magical golems standing at the entrance. They are made of rocks, and the space between them has this like molten orange lava-like substance, and they have glowing magical runes that flash on them as they move, and you see they have like glowing orange eyes.
And when you say the lava, is that like a lava moat, or it's just
no?
Like
it's like they are magical, like lava golems, essentially.
Oh, I see.
And you see, as you guys arrive and kind of hide off to the side so the guards can't see you, Meemaw and Lucanus kind of look at each other, and then Meemaw turns to you guys and goes, "Moonshine, if I could be honest, I know y'all have had a long day.
Yeah.
Your father and I are mostly spellcasters. We have spent a great deal of our spells. If y'all wanted, we could distract these golems and clear the way for y'all. I don't know how much help we're going to be in the final battle against Akarat here.
Meemaw, if you distract these golems and let us and give us free passage, then you will be an immense help. So I think that sounds just about right. What do you think, Hardwon Scrumper?
Yeah, it works for me.
That's all we need.
And I'll tell you what, if, you know, shit starts to hit the ceiling fan, I'll just scream real loud. You know my scream real well.
I know your scream.
Me and Moonshine's scream actually sound a decent amount of life. So if it's really high pitched, that's me.
I've never screamed in my life. I just make a sound.
But if you hear that, we're all dead.
If I hear a guttural moan from Apple, I'll know that everyone is dead.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. We'll take care of these two.
Okay.
Y'all be safe.
You as well.
Tree Stride! You see, she like grabs a nearby tree, appears behind one of the golems, and then Lucanus goes, "Excelsior!"
Wow.
And appears next to the other golem. Meemaw turns into like a big polar bear and starts wrestling one of the golems, and Lucanus starts shooting like a cone of cold at one of them, and clears the way for you guys.
All right, let's beat feet while this is happening.
All right.
Let's do it.
Sweet. So you guys rush into the tower while Lucanus and Meemaw cause the distraction. You climb the spiral steps of the tower. It's extremely dark but lit by dim torches. You see on the wall are carvings of these faces with like twisted smiles and menacing eyes. And as you're going up the stairs, it looks as
I certainly want to pause and investigate these faces.
Go ahead and do an investigate check.
I'll help her.
You hold her eyes open.
Yeah, Papa holds one eye open and Hard One holds the other one.
I have +5 for intelligence right now because of the thinking
yes,
cap.
Yes.
Hey now. God. Well, I'm not going to use the nat 1. Instead, I'm going to use the 3. How about an 8?
Okay, an 8?
Yeah.
Moonshine?
Yeah.
These are some scary faces.
Balnor shits himself again.
Y'all, don't touch the faces. They're
Why, are they scary?
Scary?
Yeah. They're scary? All
they're
right.
Scary.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me twice. I don't like a scary face.
I communed with Melora and she informed me these faces are scary.
These, without even a good investigate check or anything, you do see that it does seem like the eyes are following you a little bit.
Okay, we're expected. Mm-hmm. Okay, via rapport spores, I want to say, if we are expected, is there anything that y'all want to do to, if we're expected, right? If we say we're going in doing something else?
Mm. That's right.
What do you mean, like... We're here to clean the toilets or something.
Right, we discuss. Scrumper,
I think we might be past those sort of.
All right, well, I know I just didn't understand. So,
what?
Like, are if Beverly in disguise?
I just didn't understand. All right,
what does Operation Fancy Lad mean to you?
Oh, I was there for Operation Fancy Lad. I am absolutely down for.
So
Operation
it means a total party kill. Okay, I see.
But if I said something, if I say out loud, I'm going to go in there and. Smash my hammer through the door, then they'll be expecting us to do that, and you could, like, we can sneak in or something.
Yeah.
We could do something that's a little less expected.
Yes. Maybe just, like, everyone say something you're not going to do right when we get close. You know what?
I'm
fuck me. This is
not going to hit anybody.
I like the idea in theory. I really do. I'm going to say some shit. Watch this.
Balnor just goes, I'm the leader. Everybody up the stairs.
I'm going to say, I'm not going to go in, okay? Y'all, I'm going to stay outside, and you can come out if you need to be healed.
Okay, cool. I just hope nobody hits me in the leg. But my leg's the weakest part of me, and I'll obviously get dropped down if someone gives me a Charlie horse.
That's good. Yeah, I hope I don't get hit in the tit because I ain't got no cushion there.
If someone slaps me in my tit, I'll yield.
Everyone give me a collective deception check with disadvantage. Just one. We just need one. A team one.
13.
13. Okay. Hey, man. Maybe.
Oh, what does Bardic Inspiration do?
Oh, it's an extra D8.
Oh. You might not want to.
If you want to.
Oh. Oh, I only get to use it once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'm good.
Oh, if only you had luck points.
Is Dalin only 8th level?
What do you mean?
It should be a D10, I think.
Oh, sweet. You guys have a D10 of Bardic Inspiration.
Ooh, in that case, I'll use it.
Sweet. So you guys do your little weird plan of saying lies in front of the faces.
Okay. Since we're not going to deceive them, I am going to go into a Funkle form.
Yeah, and I am going to go into a rage.
Sweet.
I'm going to show my nut to one of the faces.
Just one of them.
You pull out your nut. You see the eye tries to divert its attention.
I sidestep.
You're able to sidestep and move it. It's unavoidable.
Right.
As it shakes back and forth, you're able to wobble your nuts, so it always gets a face full of nuts.
Epic.
Balnor is...
I wish Mavris was here for this.
Somewhere Mavris is smiling.
Balnor is losing his shit. He's red-faced. Dude, stop.
I'm loving it. Hell yeah.
It's too funny, man.
So you guys get to the top and see that the stairs end as you reach the open air. You're on this big circular platform. Top of the tower, kind of classic rook look, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It overlooks the city classic. Below. You see it's got a short stone wall along which there are statues of gargoyles and sconces under them. But you also see, facing away from you, looking out on the city below, is a moving gargoyle. His huge bat-like wings flap to keep him steady. You see, as he turns to look at you, he's got gray skin and a hunchback. His long neck is slouched forward. He's got this long black and white beard that grows out as if it's just really long sideburns. It's a bad beard. He has massive claws that sit at the ends of fists like boulders and long talons on the end of his feet. He is standing atop a large black and gold chest. Like a treasure chest.
Mm.
His talons are clinging to it. There is a 2-foot wide circle in the middle of it through which you only see darkness. And
in the middle of the chest?
In the middle of the chest, it's just black. It's just dark. Mm. You can't see what's inside. It's just dark. And he turns and he addresses you guys and he goes,
oh, you again. ruining another one of my rituals.
Ah, so we did categorically ruin your other ritual. That's good, because for us it felt like a Pyrrhic victory, but I'm glad to know that it was a ruin for you.
Oh, it's a Pyrrhic victory for you overall.
Okay, so I win?
What? No. I mean, okay, look.
I mean, I assumed best case scenario is going to be a Pyrrhic victory.
Shut up.
You really shouldn't go at her when she's wearing the thinking cap, but
everyone
yeah,
shut
sorry,
up.
Sorry, dude. I'm just like at
take that hat off. Take that hat off and
yeah,
debate
right,
me.
You take your vest off. What?
Do I have a vest on?
Yes, you see, it's a little vest.
You have a tactical vest and there's nothing in the pockets.
Yeah, it looks like a photographer, photographer's vest.
Absolutely Donald Duck in it, nothing on the bottoms.
I haven't had a ton of time to get used to this body. I didn't notice the vest when I first put the body on, okay?
Really? It's like all I see.
Yeah. You just see vest.
Are there like holes for your wings in it?
Yeah, clearly my wings are out. What, everyone's focusing on the vests? Everyone's focusing on the vests.
This is very distracting. Is there stuff in those pockets?
Everyone relax. I'm going to take off the vest.
He takes off his vest.
No. You can't take off the vest. You committed to the vest.
Fine.
He puts the vest back on.
world building.
All right, well, you know what? I'm here to strike a deal. You can have whatever's in that chest that you seem is some kind of treasure if you let Clayde home go.
Probably more vests in there. How many vests do you have in that chest?
He thinks about it for a while.
Two.
God, it's worse than I thought.
The best of holding vests.
All right, yes, all right. It's all very funny, okay? Laugh at Akarat, okay? Ruin another one of his schemes.
What's your scheme this time, huh?
My scheme?
What's Gladeholm got to do? Why you gotta bring Gladeholm here?
I wanted to destroy it, to rule over the people who would surrender to me. Wasn't expecting you to bring in Eladrin. Wasn't expecting you to defeat the Tarrasque. But let me tell you something. Moonshine Sybin, Hard One Shorefoot.
Looks at you, Apple, real quick.
Apple Scrumper.
Apple Scrumper, right.
You know that Taras was pretty easy to kill, so...
It was not easy.
No, yes. It was pretty easy.
Scrumper pretty much rode him like a carousel.
Yeah, it was fun, honestly. I'm thinking about actually making a ride that's just like you get to ride on the back of the Taras.
She bathed in its blood and shit, and yeah. Mostly it's shit.
Yeah.
Take a whiff of this. I held out my arms.
I help waft it. I control wind to make the to waft it to her.
I am... perfectly aware that I have lost this battle against Theala. I cannot hope to win now.
So you admit, so you knew all along, you went after us, knowing that Theala was just getting stronger and that you were gonna have to face off with her. Why didn't you just go after Theala?
I wanted to work with you.
When? I didn't see a fucking contract come across my
Beverly
desk.
I gave Beverly a coin.
You gave a young teenage boy, not even of age, to enter a contract with you, a coin, and
well,
I'm Mucha, supposed to think that it was
his
more
father.
Than just
his father worked with me.
Yeah, he gave our 16-year-old a quarter.
I'm sorry, the friend zone does not exist. You've just like decided that you haven't said anything. You've just decided that you're like in love with them or something.
Well, what capacity do you want to work with us?
I don't want to work with you anymore. At this point, my disdain for you is worse than my disdain for Theala.
So it's just a personal grudge at
yeah,
this
seems
point,
like a communication
at the expense
problem on your
of taking out Theala.
Grudge.
So when Theala is decapitating you, you're gonna be like, well, at least I fucking took down that tiny druid who all she wanted to do was make a pot of jambalaya for all her fucking best friends.
I cannot be killed. I may have lost the battle, but eventually I will win the war. Theala will die someday. You will die someday, but I will not.
And it's because you got your little spirit in so many different...
Factories of phylacteries.
Factories of phylacteries.
That's right. So I will come back someday. And until then, I will drag as many of you into the darkness as I can.
How many?
Apple Scrumper, go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw.
Ooh, well, at least we have advantage from
yeah.
Well, that's a 9. Seems like a good place to maybe use that little body. Fuck. An 11?
11, okay.
Oh no.
Brutal.
Apple, you have a memory that as you guys were walking up the stairs discussing what to do, Moonshine told you that one of Akarat's phylacteries, the one that controls this body, is in that chest. And you need to reach in, grab whatever's in that chest, and pull it out.
Great, I go for it.
Apple starts to run for the chest.
I'm gonna get you, you weird vested person.
What? No, what are you doing?
God damn, that scrumper.
Smash this thing.
What do you do?
I try and open the chest. Is it openable?
It's got a big hole in it, like a 2-foot-long hole.
That's just open?
Yeah.
I reach into the hole.
You guys see as Apple Scrumper reaches her arm in, her arm is completely severed. Just destroyed.
Oh. I attack.
We are going to cut over.
Jesus.
Whoa. I've got a great sword. It's a two-handed weapon.
Oh, no.
But you're thick. You can let you
yeah, one. Maybe I can do it one-handed.
Apple, you pull it back. You instantly realize that you were the victim of a modify memory spell. You see, it is your wound is basically like cauterized. It's almost like a lightsaber type wound or something. But you have lost your arm. You have fully lost your arm.
You bitch! You'll pay for this.
Oh, will I?
Yes.
Can I?
I'm gonna find the rest of my arm and I'm gonna shove it up your ass.
Your arm is gone.
Okay. I know it's not because it's up your ass.
Why don't you reach? why don't you reach into the box and find your arm?
Freaking box.
I'm not reaching
with
into the
your
box.
Ass,
reach into the box again.
Is.
Reach into the box
you
again.
You fucking reach into the
put
box.
Put your head into the
put
box.
Put your fucking ass put your in the head box. In the box. Your ass
you
in
put your ass in the box.
We are going to cut over to Iron Deep. So in Iron Deep, Bev and Erlen have just disappeared. Everything is so bad. Mavris, you've immediately started arguing with Egwene and Red and Cobb about where he could possibly be. You guys are standing in front of the wreckage of the Iron Deep Dwarvenage. As you guys are going back and forth,
oh, where the hell could he be? Do you think there's actually even...
Who are you?
My name is Old Cobb.
Listen, what do we know? He's somewhere nearby.
Go ahead and make a perception check.
18?
18. Mavris, you see a dwarven assassin with like a black cloak on over like hardened leather armor, holding up a dagger. He's got like a little white mask over the bottom half of his face. You see him as he launches in to try to stab Red because Red is injured. Everybody roll initiative.
Everybody?
Oh,
shit.
Oh, wait, me too?
Oh.
You're knocked out right now. We are gonna cut to you during the battle, but cool. You don't need to roll initiative.
Nice. 12.
13.
21.
I'm gonna roll initiative for fun.
Great.
8 for me.
I rolled 3 on my fun initiative.
Good thing it was just for giggles.
I'm fun.
Okay, we are going to start in Osmodia. The first one to go is Apple Scrumper. Apple,
great.
Your arm has been cut off fully at the elbow.
Great.
Well, that's not bad. You still got the elbow.
You still got the elbow. I'm going to say you can use your greatsword with disadvantage. You're very strong. You have 20 strength, right?
I do have 20 strength.
Yes. I will allow you to use the greatsword with one arm. You will roll with disadvantage.
That's
unless
fine.
You want to do a reckless attack.
How heavy is this chest that I put my arm into? Is this like a little chest or is this like a big old...
It looks pretty big. When you reached in, obviously there was something magical in there that destroyed your arm as soon as it touched it.
Okay, so
you don't know
just
if it's...
pick it up on in one hand and chuck it at this guy, right?
You can try to... God, you can do an opposed...
I definitely want to just shove his head in there, right?
That is my plan.
Yeah.
You can do an opposed athletics check against him if you want to get the chest away from him.
Oh, he's on the... He has
Yeah,
the chest?
He's like clinging to it.
Oh, in which case, I guess I'll just hit him.
Okay. you reach your arm in, lose your arm, probably let out that little grunt. You hear Mima from downstairs. Y'all all right up there? Is everybody dead?
We're fine, Meemaw.
We're well on our way.
Don't worry about us.
Apple just instantly whips out her greatsword and swings it at him in the middle of Akarat doing like a stupid laugh. Oh, I've disarmed her, but whoa, whoa, whoa.
And I'm going to, recklessly attack him.
You're gonna be reckless with it.
That's a 17.
17 is not going to do it.
Right.
You swing with one arm bravely at Akarat, is able to dodge out of the way. You can make another attack.
Oh, I can. I forgot.
Yeah.
All right. That's a 24.
That'll do it.
Great. Ooh.
You swing at him. He's able to duck underneath it, but then you swing back around as he's laughing at you and cut him across the chest.
Oh, stop.
And that's 21 damage.
21 damage.
Nice. Oh, yeah, it's just auto damage. You have to roll. Man, I want an item like that that makes me not do math.
The most powerful aspect of it.
I do miss the satisfaction of rolling.
I like rolling the dice.
I mean, the 20 is all I want to roll.
Yeah.
Then at the end of your turn, Akarat is going to use a legendary action to take a tail attack at you.
And he rolls with advantage because I recklessly
attack. He rolls with advantage. That is 30 to hit.
That does hit me.
It's going to do 15 damage.
Halved to 7.
Halved to 7, and you are now restrained.
Ah, bitch.
Yes. Oh. So you are stuck there. You're going to be rolling with disadvantage. You already roll with disadvantage. It honestly isn't that bad for you. You're already up in his business. So wraps his tail around Apple Scrumper. Then that is going to be initiative 20. That is his lair action. He is going to, he unhinges his jaw and begins
singing.
Oh, maybe we should team up and do a little traveling show around Bohemia. That sounds lovely.
You saw me standing alone.
I drop my hammer.
He unhinges his jaw and begins vomiting up a nude copy of Hard Won Shorefoot.
What?
Who comes out like covered in goo, like plasm.
Whoa, look at that guy's calves.
Are we talking half elf Hard Won, human Hard
Won? Half elf Hard Won. Looks like Hard Won. He's going to run up and try to grapple you, Hard Won.
Hey, twin, careful.
Go ahead. I would like you to roll an athletics check against yourself. So opposed athletics. So first do your evil version.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so evil version, evil ectoplasm covered Hard Won runs up and grabs regular Hard Won.
I got a 23.
23, oh, okay. God. Regular Hard Won.
I got a 28.
28.
Yeah.
Slip past him. Watch this. He just keeps repeating one thing.
I mean, you don't know a lot of words, but the ones you know are good.
That is Akarat's turn proper. He's going to go ahead and take three quick attacks. Punches at Apple Scrumper. Ooh, 21 to hit on the first attack. That's going to hit. That is 22 damage with the first fist.
Half to 11.
Half to 11. 35 to hit on the next one. That is 26, half to 13. And then going to bite at you. That's a nat 20. That is 38 damage on the bite. That is Moonshine's turn. You see Hard Won is wrestling with a greasy nude version of himself who keeps screaming, watch this. Hard Won is winning the wrestling match, so good for him.
You watch this, motherfucker. Watch
this.
This
is pretty hot, huh?
Watch this. Watch yourself.
I mean, I'm watching.
You see Papa is eating popcorn. Apple Scrumper is currently restrained by this dude's tail. And you see him just pounding on her, just punching her with these big boulder fists. Moonshine, that's your turn.
Okay, I think that this is going to be a tricky motherfucker who can sidestep magic. And I think I'm just going to Guardian of Nature, but do it with my hat.
Okay.
So
the hat maintains the concentration.
The hat maintains the concentration.
I will concentrate for you, Queen of Elves.
Thank you, Tijuana. I can't wait till we have...
Tijuana.
Am I saying it wrong? What are you saying? What am I saying?
Tijuana.
Tijuana.
Esmqua.
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 I'm looking forward to getting to know you better, but right now I gotta...
Who are you talking to?
Oh, hey! I hit him. So I'm gonna go after Akarat. That's gonna miss, but I have elven accuracy. Oh my god, I rolled so poorly! Does a 15 hit?
A 15 does not hit.
All right, well, Pawpaw is gonna go up. Pawpaw, trip him! There's a 20 hit.
A 20 does hit.
All right.
Sweet little critter.
Pawpaw
starts biting at his tail, trying to get it off Apple Scrumper.
Okay, so Pawpaw hits for 12.
Pawpaw hits for 12.
And
Pawpaw
then
bites into his tail for 12. Oh, get that little rat off my tail.
That's and sick then he, my has twin. To, he has to do a save to not be knocked prone.
Ooh. That's a 14?
It saves.
That's
oh.
Pawpaw, I'll say Pawpaw was able to hit. I'll say Apple Scrumper is removed from being restrained. He's able to like pull it off enough. And you see he starts to like waver as if he's going to fall. And then he straightens back up.
I am going to spores him for 18.
Oh.
Acid damage. And I want to look at him and then look at that hole in that chest and make like a motion like you're going there.
What, you want to stick your arm in it?
No one wants to stick your head in it.
Stick his ass in it, moonshine!
Stick your
I just
own ass
feel
in
like
it.
His ass makes less decisions than his head.
I don't know. I've been listening to his decisions. Sounds
all,
like they're
you're
coming from
his ass. You're all obsessed with this box.
At the end of your turn, Moonshine, he's going to do a legendary action. Go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw.
Gonna do it with advantage because of my hero's feast. 24.
24. Moonshine, you see a vision of you guys winning this fight, you defeating Akarat, but Akarat killing Pawpaw, Apple Scrumper, Balnor, and Hard One. But you steal yourself and you shake it off. And you see that it was just something put there by him and not some kind of actual
I look at him and I
vision.
Say, you think I will fall for that? I know that Pawpaw will outlive us all.
That is Hard One's turn. You are not grappled, you won.
Okay. Watch this.
Brother.
Watch this.
Brother, you and I against the gargoyle.
Watch this. Watch this.
Oh, fuck off then. What? Hey, Akarat, you have a vest for this guy?
Yeah, reach in the box.
Hey, Twin Hard One, you heard him. Go grab your vest from the box.
Watch this.
Watch that. Watch that over
Watch
there.
Watch this.
Can I... can I swing at Akarat?
Which yes. one is right. the real hard one?
It's, I'm wearing what
Impossible
one
to tell. Impossible.
What's this?
You can only say...
What's this?
Cover, who do we trust?
What's this?
Points to himself.
What's this?
Just naked, okay. covered yeah. in goo.
I turn...
nude and covered
I turn
in goo.
On the real hard one. I'm gonna get you, you fucking...
What the fuck, Moonshine?
I sniff them both.
Shit, I passed gas. If I smell like sulfur...
They both smell like otherworldly. Goo.
I tooted.
Pawpaw can't tell the difference.
Now I'm wondering.
Go ahead and make your swings.
Okay, I'm going to throw my javelin at Akarat.
Sweet.
That's a 27 to hit.
Super hits.
All right,
you
so I'm gonna
strike him in the chest.
I am
oh,
gonna
you struck me.
Do, I'm going to call lightning.
Right on.
Oh, this will be good to know if he's going to get hit by lightning or not.
Oh, that'll be sad if he can't. So that's 12 regular damage. 9. So it's 21 total.
So 9 lightning damage?
Yeah.
Okay, he is resistant to lightning damage. He takes 4 of that.
Okay.
Okay, he still yeah. takes it, though. Okay.
Takes a little bit.
Just
okay.
a little bit.
I'll take it.
Do I have
it shocks me a little bit.
You want to see something else shocking?
It's the vest, y'all. It's the vest is protecting him
we
from lightning.
We have to get rid of the box or the vest, and we can only attack one. I'll go for the vest.
I'll also go for the vest.
I have 2 more swings with my hammer, right?
Yep.
All right, cool. I'll take them both. 27 and 26.
Both hit.
Both hit. All right, cool.
You run up after striking this dude in the chest with the javelin, run up and swing twice with the hammer.
42 damage.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Good for
I rolled
you.
Real nice on the damage, everybody. And I turned to Hard One and I said, did you watch that?
Watch
did you,
this.
Did you watch that?
Watch this.
Were you watching that?
Watch this.
Watch what?
Watch this.
Just doing wrestling moves by himself.
We're doing a who's on first skit. I wish Beverly could see this one.
At
he
the
loves
end,
comedy.
at the end of your turn.
That's so repetitive.
Hard one. I'm going to take another tail attack on Apple Scrumper. Ooh. Oh, wait. Gets advantage. First one, shout out to the two crew. Second one is a 32 to hit.
Yeah, no, that does hit
14
me.
Damage, halved to
half
seven.
To seven.
Okay.
Because what are you, 32? That's your AC, 32?
Yeah, 32 is my AC.
Right on the dot. Wow.
That's not bad. What kind of armor is that?
Barbarian 30-level AC.
Yeah, she has plus 19 to con. That is Balnor's turn. Balnor rushes up, hits on the first attack. Hits on the second attack.
Yeah.
Hits on the third attack. That's a good old-fashioned dad trick. That's what that is. 9 damage on the first attack. 9 damage on the second attack. Did not roll well. He did a total of 27 damage. That's no joke.
Triple sword score.
That's no joke. And you know what? He's going to action surge, because why not?
Yeah.
First attack. Next attack misses. Oop, he makes up for it by missing all three of the next attacks.
Get him out. Get the bad ones out so the good ones will come.
Too much, and this is what happens. This is what happens when you showboat.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Now we're going to cut over to Iron Deep.
Yeah.
Mavris, you spotted the assassin before he could get in and stab Red. Your concerned look alerts everybody, so you guys got to roll initiative. Red now gets to act before the assassin.
Hell
Red.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see this assassin goes up to stab Red, and Red pulls out his own dagger and goes to swing at him. You also see two more burly dudes that look like they're sort of the bruisers that are going to protect the assassin. They have heavier armor and just run out from around corners once the fight is on. So Red is going to take an attack. Red hits. Red does a total of 13 damage. Then Red is going to... actually, he gets two attacks. He's going to take a second attack. That hits. That is another big 8 damage on the second attack.
It's my uncle.
And he is going to take a bonus action hide. And you see he disappears into like the wreckage of the dwarfenage, like goes and hides in some of the rubble. That is the assassin's turn. The assassin is going to get in position to work alongside the champions, the bruisers or champions who are coming around the corner. So he's going to hold his turn. That is Egwene's turn. Egwene is going to turn around and take some shots at this assassin. Get out of here, you freaking creep. hits on one attack for 25 damage. This dude is already looking very hurt. His move is to go up and stab people, not to... it was basically like, if you fail that perception check, Red is dead. If you pass that perception check, you guys probably kill him.
Oh, yeah.
Then that is the champion's turns. The champions are going to come up and go after you, Mavris. Okay.
I have that cloak that gives me... They all have disadvantage on their attacks on me.
All right. So these guys make their attacks. 17 to hit with disadvantage.
Shield.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
First one misses on the first attack. Next one is a 19 to hit that misses with shield.
Mm-hmm.
This one takes a third attack. That third attack is an 11 because he had... Wait, how often do they get disadvantage? It's just on the first attack, right?
So I think they have disadvantage until they hit me.
Okay.
The first person to hit me in a round makes it just cancels out the disadvantage for the rest of the round.
Got it. Okay. So this first dude misses on all three. Next guy misses on the first attack. Man, with shield, it's going to be so hard for them to ever hit you. Okay. That is a 24 to hit that time.
Damn. Okay.
So this dude is going to hit, slashes into you with a big great sword for a good...
I was dodging for...
For 18 damage.
Okay.
And then the assassin is going to go after you, is going to go up and try to stab you with his dagger. That is 20 to hit. That misses.
Hell yeah.
The next one is a 22 to hit.
That is my AC with shield.
That is your AC, yeah. So that is going to hit. Sneaks up behind you, stabs you with this dagger. Go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw.
Is it poison?
It is poison.
I am immune to poison.
Are you guys completely immune to poison or to being poisoned?
Oh.
Okay. A creature that partakes of the feast gains several benefits. The creature is cured of all diseases and poison, becomes immune to poison and being frightened.
Okay. Mavris, you are completely immune to poison, so the only reason you take a decent amount of damage is because of sneak attack.
Can we say that anytime Hero's Feast is like activated, that we have like a little burp where we taste it again?
Yeah. As you are stabbed, you burp and taste a burrito.
Chorizo.
And you take 19 damage. Okay. As this dude stabs into you, he goes, "How do you like that poison? You're probably gonna go down soon, huh?"
Tastes fucking burrito, dude.
Then that is Cobb's turn. Cobb does not have his gun. Cobb's gun was eaten by the Jubilex. So Cobb pulls out a short sword.
I don't like doing this.
Misses on the first attack. It's an at one. Second attack is going to hit our friend Cobb. Does a big 9 damage. Attacking this assassin. The assassin is looking pretty hurt. And Egwene goes, "Leave one of them alive. We got to find out where the fuck they took Bevan Erlen." Mavris, that's your turn.
Okay, so they're surrounding me.
Yes.
These
three guys have all gone after you. The assassin's looking pretty hurt. The beefier ones have not been hit yet.
I'm going to grab Cobb and Thunderstep away from these three.
Yeah, baby. Oh, I love Thunderstep.
So that's 3d10.
Sweet. What kind of save do they do?
I believe it's a constitution save. Let me find it.
Okay, one of the champions pass, the other one fails, and the assassin fails. You stomp into the ground, explosion of like thunder damage as you grab Cobb and you disappear.
Come with me.
Who the hell are you again?
I keep saying it.
You're dating Beverly and you're 25?
Oh, God. I wish I didn't grab you. this is a question. If they're wearing metal armor, does that matter for lightning?
It doesn't.
Okay.
Well, it seems like something that maybe you should homebrew, though. Really interesting idea. Really?
25.
It's cool. So Bev would also take more lightning damage.
I don't like it anymore, actually.
25?
25.
Can we say that even if it doesn't do more damage, they do go...
Yeah.
They go... Oink, 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 oink.
And like, I want to get up on like some sort of ledge nearby or something, you know, just like get out of that mix. And
yeah,
just
the, so the dwarfenage is, it is not completely collapsed. It is, the frame is like still there. So you go up into some of like the wood.
You get to get up on a bunk bed.
I wish I had an hour to explain myself to all the people I'm with.
And yet you're just going to climb into a child's bed. I'm not a creep. I'm not dating a child. Climbs into a child's bed.
Oh, shit. Mavericks, you full-on kill the assassin. The assassin explodes in a cascade of lightning.
Yeah. Look who's the assassin now.
We are going to cut back to Asmodia. We've got Apple at the top of the order.
Great, I'm going to recklessly attack once more.
Oh, that attack is disarming. Oh.
Don't.
You asshole. Watch this.
One of them misses, but one of them hits.
Okay.
So that's 21 damage again.
21 damage, dang. Messing him right up.
And as a bonus action, can I turn my boots of speed on? I forgot to do it earlier.
Yeah.
It's not relevant right now.
Yeah.
But
you do the yippee skippy.
Yeah.
You click your heels together.
I do, but like not,
you're doing a cool way.
Not like in a stupid way, in a way that's cool.
I mean, like you just like jump up in the air and go, yippee!
No, I don't do it like that. No.
Do you like a flamenco dancing?
I do it in like a really butch beefy way that everybody respects.
Kind of like slap your butt as you do it?
No.
I'm confused.
All right. After Apple at initiative 20, that is Akarat's lair action. You see Hard One clone starts to disappear.
What's brother. This? What's this?
Brother!
What's
hard
this?
One.
No!
What's this?
Hard two. One.
Just turns into goo and disappears.
What did you do to him?
Okay, I'm sad too, but I am me.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
As you guys are all baffled by clearly the real Hard One dying out of nowhere, everybody go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw. Everybody
with advantage, y'all. Episode. We all get burps. We all get burrito burps.
All right, I did better this time. I got a 21.
21 as well. Oh, okay.
I did it with advantage, and I still did pretty bad, so I'm going to use my bardic inspiration.
Okay.
26.
26. Y'all don't know what happened.
Okay.
Just things are going on, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. I guess we'll keep on fighting.
Seems like
then.
You just beefed something to me.
Yeah, I beefed it. I beefed it real good.
Akarat is going to go ahead.
God, I'm grappled next to him.
And attack Apple Scrumper. It is Akarat's turn. Takes two fist attacks.
He has advantage.
Has advantage. So 26 on the first hit.
Yeah, it hits.
15 damage.
Half to seven.
Half to seven. Second attack. That is a crit. That is 30 damage. Half to 15. Then going to take a bite attack. 34 to hit. That is 19 damage,
okay.
Half to 9.
Okay.
How are you so cool?
She's not even covered in goo.
I've only got 121 hit points, so.
Moonshine, that is your turn.
Okay, first off, I want to be like, Akarat.
Yeah.
How would you beat Theala? What was your game plan? I just want to know, what was your game plan for beating Theala if you were going to work with us?
Well, if you were just on my side,
yeah, I want to
like
know how you.
Lieutenants in my army, I would have had all of the rogue gods instead of having you stop three of them. I would have totally won.
So rogue gods was your strategy. Yeah. You don't know some weakness about her.
Not really.
All right, cool. I'm gonna cast a heal, which is 70 hit points on Scrumper.
Great.
So you get 70 hit points. It also ends blindness, deafness, and any diseases affecting the target.
Okay.
But I'm guessing that wouldn't bring
okay.
arm chop offness.
I'm going to need Apple, Hard One, and Balnor are going to roll pure luck checks.
The 3.
3.
7.
Okay. Apple Scrumper got the lowest. Moonshine, as you cast heal on Apple.
Uh-huh.
You see your vision swirls, and as you cast the heal spell, you see that you have healed Akarat.
Fucking motherfucker, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh.
It's all right, Moonshine. I'm still very strong.
It's only because Apple got the lowest one, so Apple was Akarot. That's what the wisdom saving throw was for.
Oh,
it's truly brutal.
My God.
The chances of that happening were
fucking
only...
God.
We're 1 in 3.
All right. Well, I also fucking bonus action go into a fucking rage,
okay.
Which I fucking can because of my concentration
you do seem
spell.
Bad. You want to reach in the box?
And then I'm going to fucking spit loogies at you for fucking 18, and then my fucking feral possum is coming after you.
Overall, you've helped me this turn, so thanks.
Does a 15 hit? No, it doesn't.
No.
Motherfucker.
So sorry.
Welcome back to the pod.
I should have just fucking attacked you. Why do I even try to cast spells against a fucking trickster
like
you?
Well, you would have attacked Apple Scrumper. You failed the wisdom save. Yeah,
so I
exactly.
would have attacked Apple.
Yes. You have broken the illusion, though. Apple had also failed. Apple will not be confused next turn. So you got it over with.
Okay.
You got it over with. So it's not... All is not lost. Balnor also would have failed and would have attacked Oof. Somebody else. So it's all good. That is hard one turn.
You motherfucker. I wasn't even going to fucking rage. I wasn't even going to rage, man.
Can't believe you know what? Hard one's going to go into a fucking rage, too.
Hard one, you passed it. So everyone else was just like, oh, yeah, go ahead. Heal Apple Scrumper. And you were just like, Moonshine. This is weird.
Guys, yeah. I didn't say anything until the last possible second. And I guess I should have said something earlier. Anyway, now I'm mad. I get no, like, game-type advantage in the situation. But I'm really, really pissed. I'm going to swing my hammer at Akrot's head 3 times.
Sweet.
You know, we hadn't even hit him that much I fucking healed you for more than you'd even lost.
Well, it's actually not true. I have the stats in front of me.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Wow, that's really good.
Thanks so much. So you're on my side now? I guess we are working together after all.
Oh, fine. Yeah. Honestly, if you straight up said to me right now, y'all want to team up and beat Theala, I would have a conversation about it. But you took that off the table.
I don't want to have a conversation
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, and that's why your head is going to fucking end
put your
in
head
this
in the box.
No, your head is going in this
your head's
box.
Your head's going in the box.
Your head's going in
put
the box.
Put your ass in the box. Put your ass in the box.
Your head's going in there. The only thing that's going in there is my shit. I'm going to shit.
Go ahead, shit in the box.
In
it's
the
actually
box
a really good way to get rid of waste. Yeah.
Wait, seriously? Have you been shitting in this box?
I've been shitting in the box, yeah. Why would I not shit in the box? It disappears.
That's fucking gross.
Why?
You didn't lose a little bit of your butt cheek?
He sees him. He's been clenching his butt the whole time. No.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You
I didn't.
Skimmed. Your
I didn't. I didn't skim.
Skimmed.
I didn't skim my butt.
What did you get hard on?
I take a gander on the side.
It's yeah, he skimmed it.
This dude's got skimmed ass, man.
Shut up.
I got a 15,
okay.
A 19, and a 30.
The last two hit.
27 damage.
27 damage.
I ain't healing anyone else for the rest of this time. Everyone's yeah, getting good berries because he can't fucking get good berries.
Traumatized Moonshine into never healing anyone again.
We might try it. You've gone this far without getting tricked once. Don't let it ruin it for everyone.
Y'all, healing is a fucking scam.
And you know what? I will also action surge.
Right,
Balnor inspired me to remember.
Or you want to action surge to shove your head in the box?
Your ass is going in the box. I crit on
God.
So that is a 21, a 26, and crit.
Great. Great swings all around.
All right.
You do a lot of follow through, and you spin back around Donkey Kong style.
Wow. 75 damage.
Dude, you just undid the heel.
Oh,
yes.
Hell yeah. Put your
yes,
ass in
Akra.
The box. Give me back my brother, you piece of shit.
Yeah, give us back Hard One.
Yeah,
you killed my brother.
Him.
All right.
I think that we can get Hard Two on our side.
Good boy. We can definitely get Hard Two on
okay.
our side. Because I am Hard Two.
At the end,
so confident.
At the end of Hard One's turn, he's going to take a tail attack against Apple Scrumper.
Oh.
That is a crit. That is a big 48 damage, halved to 24.
Right. Hell yeah, wait. Scrumper stands.
He's got a tail, so he has to like lift the tail when he shits.
Yeah.
You see some of the tail is skimmed too.
It's not skimmed.
It's clipped.
It's not.
That
looks
is
like the vest got dunked in there a little bit too.
No, frayed edges of the vest.
Why is it so short in the back?
It's not short in the back.
It's really short in the back.
It's not short in the back. Is it the style? It's the cut.
It pains me so much that I'm not there to make fun of it.
It's the cut of the vest.
That is Balnor's turn. Balnor misses on the first attack, hits on the second attack.
Scrump, you got any self-healing?
Hits on the third attack.
If I go down to zero, I can pop back up to one.
Oh, cool.
But
you would still need to be healed.
Yeah.
Total of 20 damage from Balnor.
Yeah, buddy.
Akarat's starting to look a little bit messed up. Is going to take, at the end of Balnor's turn, another tail attack at Scrumper. That is a 32 to hit. That is 22 damage, halved to 11.
Okay.
Then we are going to cut over to Iron Deep. Red is going to hold his action, wait, and wait for them to attack one of his allies so he can get sneak attack. Appears
All right.
next to you, hiding in the Dwarfenage. Hey, this is my hiding spot. Find your own.
This morning I set out with some friends, and now I'm somehow
what,
by
you're
myself.
Our friend now. What's your name again?
Mark, it's Mavris.
Mark, you're Beverly's boyfriend?
That's, God,
I gotta
damn
be
it.
Honest. It's weird. It's weird.
Hasn't denied it.
I don't.
Mavris just flies away from
her. That is Egwene's turn. Egwene just looks around. It looks like everybody just disappeared. She's just out there by herself. Where the fuck are you, old dudes? And then she's gonna go and shoot into. She crits, baby, yes. on the first attack. And she hits on the second attack, going after these champions. Yeah, you see that she's got like these poisoned tipped arrows. She does on the crit, she does 48 damage, and then she does another 20, so she does a total of 68 damage.
Hell yeah.
So dirty.
Greatly injures one of these champions here. Then that is the champions' turns. They are going to go after her. What, you're just gonna fight some kid by yourself? When all the old dudes in her party ran away?
Hey, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Okay. They both hit with two attacks. They do a total of 65 damage to her. Instantly Jeez. Slash into her. She looks quite hurt okay. immediately. You see, with that, Red is going to hop into action, jumps down, tries to stab one of them in the back. Don't worry, Egwene. I'm here. I'm brave. stabs into him, hits, gets that sweet, sweet sneak attack damage. Mm. That is a big 24 damage to the more injured one. Takes a second attack, little short sword attack. Shout out to the two crew. Misses big time. Bonus action, hides. I'm not that brave, though. Goes away. That is Cobb's turn. Cobb is going to... Oh, boy, what is Cobb going to do? Cobb...
You can hold your turn if you want to, like, fly down with me.
All right.
I can get you down there in a sec.
Okay, yeah. You sure you're interested in, like, an older guy?
Listen, the tone of the conversations in this place is out of control.
Here's the thing you got to know about me. Old Cobb likes to keep it light. God. All right?
And you're funny, man. I don't know.
Just razzing you. I just want
no,
you to know.
No, I get it.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to wait. Mavris, that's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to bonus action, whip out my wings.
Sweet.
And just like carry Cobb down there.
Sweet. You guys both hop down.
And on the way, I think I'll just firebolt one of those dudes.
Sweet.
Nat one.
rough.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Cobb, what the fuck?
That's not going to do it?
Yes. That's kind of all I can do. I blew my turn a little bit.
Well, when I saw the wings, I was like, man, this guy rules.
I'm hitting a
I saw you kill a Jubilix today.
Thank you. I've used a lot of spells, and I was trying to figure out a way to save some for later just
right,
in case.
Right. Then Cobb is going to go with his short sword. Misses on the first attack. Misses on the second attack. That's a 3 and a 1.
Can I just yell at those champions?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to try to like persuade them to attack me.
Okay.
Wow. So you guys just wanted to fight a young woman. That's what's going on? You're just fighting a young woman who has a bow?
Go ahead and make an intimidation check.
Okay. 20, not nat.
20, not nat. You see they look a little bit frazzled, and they go, what, she's out here? She's attacking people? It's not weird.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not weird.
Yeah.
You're weird. You're the one flying around.
You're screaming.
Yeah.
You're screaming right now.
As Mavericks gets into a loud argument with these two dudes, we are actually going to cut over to Beverly.
Oh.
Beverly.
I could tell by your tone that's where we were going.
To Beverly.
To Shay.
Donkey Kong Island.
We're going to go over to Congo Bongo Island.
Oh, God, finally.
Oh, they've rebuilt. It's okay. So beautiful.
So we're going over to Bev. Bev, you wake up groggy. Mechanically, you are at 1 HP. Your eyes adjust, and you sit up on your elbows and see that you are on an altar. You look around. The room is now lit by candlelight. There are runes scrolled along the walls and the floors, banners on the wall with the symbol of the Chosen, this golden sword on white flags.
This is just like my confirmation.
You do not see any soldiers. There are no guards, no nothing. You are awake, and from the looks of it, you are uninjured. However, there is another altar next to you, and on it, Erlen is lying there, and he is not breathing.
I rush over to him.
You go over to him.
Erlen! I lay my hands on him. I touch hands.
You go to do touch hands.
Touch hands.
He is not responsive.
Touch hands! Touch hands! Touch hands! Touch hands! Touch hands! Touch hands! I try to revivify.
Bev, you hold your hands over him. You close your eyes. You channel all of the power of Pelor. Radiant energy gathers in your hands. And Erlen... he wakes up.
Oh, thank me.
You see he looks at you, and he's horrified. Like someone who has just woken up from a nightmare.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's not okay, dude. It's not okay. No.
You see, he starts like scrambling back away from you. It's not good. It's not good. It's so bad, dude.
It's okay.
So bad.
No,
so bad.
Erla, just talk to me. Talk to me. What's going on?
We are going to cut over.
Oh my God.
To Asmodia. Apple, that is your turn.
I would have to use my full action to try to get out of this grapple, wouldn't I?
You would need to do a strength check to get out, yeah.
In which case, I'm just going to keep trying to hit him.
Sweet. Not looking great right now. That hard one crit did a ton of damage.
Yeah.
This dude is not as sturdy as the Tarrasque. He's just trickier.
Sick.
I'm a tricky guy.
Shout out to the two crew on one of them, but nice. The other I get a 26.
Nice, that hits.
So that's another 21 damage.
21 damage. This dude.
And I'm happy to soak up all of these guys' attacks because I take half damage.
Yeah.
You know, you might as well be attacking me as anybody else.
You know what I said about taking you all to the darkness with me? I might just take Apple Scrumper to the darkness.
Freaking take me. You think I haven't seen the darkness? You know how dark it is in the countryside at nighttime? It's dark.
Do you know how much she would just fucking shred the darkness? She would just whip out her fucking mud board and go dark boarding.
Yeah.
You're really good at talking yourself into pretending like you won, huh?
Wow.
Really sorry you just to
gotta,
see that.
You just gotta move the goalposts closer.
I'm sorry, your button, a button fell from your vest.
Oh, what? No.
You might
from
need
the
to
bottom?
Your vest.
It's just the cut. It's just the cut, everyone.
Bunch of wet Cheerios in there.
It's just the cut. It's just the cut.
Still thinking about the cut of the vest.
That is Akarat's lair action. Everybody, go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw. You guys are hit by a wave of anguish.
I finally crit.
23. That passes. You crit.
I finally
you
crit.
You pass.
I have a something called Indomitable.
Mm-hmm.
Where I get to reroll a saving throw twice a day. So I'm going to use one of those.
Sweet.
Cool.
And I got a nat 1, so...
Yikes!
Good on me.
You and Balnor both take 30 damage. 30 psychic damage. Ah, my head! I got a migraine hard 1.
Fight through
it's
it,
wicked.
Man.
It's wicked. I'm done. I tap out.
It's a
I'm
hangover.
Done. It hurts.
One more swig of your beer,
dude.
And it'll be fine.
It hurts, man. That is Akarat's turn. Akarat is going to keep punching at Bull Scrumper.
Why won't you die?
You're not very strong.
Shut up.
You're a weak boy.
You're a strong girl. That's the only reason.
Yes.
26 to strong. Hit. 27 yeah. damage halved to 13.
Great.
Next fist attack is a 21 to hit. That is 23 damage, half to 11, and then takes a bite attack. 27 to hit, 26 damage, half to 13.
Okay.
Are you still up?
Oh, yeah, I'm at like 51.
Oh, my God. You're unbelievable.
Oh, Moonshine, why did I even try?
Moonshine, that's your turn.
Damn.
I'm just realizing that Apple Scrumper has a vest as well. But everyone likes her vest.
Vests are cool. Just your, you got to be able to wear them.
Give me your vest
them.
And I'll start attacking her.
And the pockets
instead.
Are too much.
It's really all about who's wearing the vest.
Exactly. All right, I'm going to go out on a limb here. And actually, if Pawpaw gets him prone... would that break his grapple on Scrumper?
That would, yes.
All right. So Pawpaw's going to go first. Come on, young boy. Is it 22 hit?
Yes. Jeez, like, Pawpaw's right. doing well.
Pawpaw's going to hit him for 10.
Nice.
And then he's got to do a DC 13 strength or be knocked prone, thus breaking...
27.
Weird.
He's fine.
The possum couldn't knock him over.
All right. And then I'm going to go out on a limb here. And
you see his glutes are straining so hard, but you can see the muscle under the skimmed butt cheeks.
What's left of him?
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to use my great weapon master. And
okay.
Take minus five.
Wow. Minus five for plus 10
but
damage.
But I'm also in a rage.
Yeah.
So, yes, minus five for plus 10. But
okay.
I've got, okay.
Yeah.
25 hits.
That hits.
All right.
Wow. Moonshine Ooh. With a mighty swing.
32, and then Ooh. I spores him for 18.
So 50 damage.
Yeah.
He looks very hurt.
Yeah. And then with my bonus action, I cast Healing Spirit.
Okay.
Right where him and Scrumper are.
Okay.
Because... until the spell ends, whenever you or a creature you can see moves into the spirit space for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, you can cause the spirit to restore 1d6 hit points to that creature, but it can't heal constructs or undead.
Got it.
So basically, can't Scrumper heal. Can, yeah. if Scrumper goes down, she'll go up on her turn.
Oh, right
she'll,
on.
Like,
Very
get
smart.
Healed,
awesome. And this is our first time we've had Spectral Pop on a long time.
Yeah.
Mother, I am
there.
Here. I am back. Just when you need me. At the end of the world, it is I,
yes.
your Spectral baby boy.
You are looking milky as ever.
Come. Sister Apple, drink of my milk.
Oh, I love possum milk. It's one of my favorite milks.
It's the only
Have
kind
you
of
had
milk
possum
that's
milk
good.
Ice cream?
Oh, no. What?
You yeah. guys
well,
are
now
weird.
I'm going to.
I'll make you so.
Akarat's going to take legendary action. Tail swipe at Apple. 32 to hit. That is a big 22 damage, half to 11.
Oh, okay. You know what? I actually did 52 damage because I didn't add my rage. Okay. Damage.
You nick the vest a little bit. Stop. No.
I get another button off of it.
No.
Yeah, she's toying with you.
It just feels like it's redundant. There's like a zipper, but also buttons.
Too much.
Need them both.
I can't just not picture mean? Like a really fancy vest from like the Broadway production of Aladdin.
I didn't get this because I liked Aladdin. I didn't. I just didn't.
Yeah, right. You were there opening night.
That is Hard One's turn.
I'll tell you what, man. The vest is really fucking cool, but you can't pull it off, and I know you have two more.
But we shouldn't get the vest.
We're going to need that one, too. Let's see. That's a 18 to hit.
Yep.
21 to hit.
Hits.
And a nat 1.
Yikes. That one doesn't do it, believe it or not. You toot a little bit.
Fair.
Oh, you farted.
Yeah, I did. I actually sharded, bud. And I'm not doing it in the box because look what's happened to your ass.
Can I report Spores, Scrumper, and Hardwon and be like, I think we need to try to bait him into telling us like where some of these phylacteries are.
I nod. 42 damage.
looking extremely hurt.
Yeah.
You can't kill me. You can destroy this body, but I live on. I live on forever, hard one short foot.
Yeah, I mean, you live on in what? You live on in,
where do you even go? Like a shitty,
place. What was your favorite phylactery? I'm just saying, if it were me, I'd have a favorite.
I have several favorite phylacteries, and I'll tell you mine.
Are really bad at faking people out. I saw you with my monster faces.
You see
yes,
hard
I saw stuff. You.
You saw all of us. I wink at him.
Hard one's ball.
Stick your balls in the box. Put your balls in the box.
Only after you.
Hard one strides over towards the box.
That is Balnor's turn. Balnor sees that he's hurt, starts threateningly scraping his sword against the ground to like sharpen it, and he's going to swing.
I wish we had a way to like extract his memories from him.
Extract the phylactery.
Maybe let's save his brain. Let's save his brain at the end.
First attack is a Balnor crit.
Yes.
That is a 19.
This crit brought to you by Bud Heavy.
Balnor does a big 15 damage.
Woo.
You see Balnor kind of sharpening his sword on the stones of the tower and walks over and goes, I know you would have preferred it if my son was here, you little creep. You've always been obsessed with him. Put your head in the box. You see, he grabs the back of his head. Shoves.
I'm with Balnor. Put the head.
His head is ass.
You see Balnor.
Actually, no.
Balnor's manhandling him, super red-faced. He's really hard to wrestle.
Balnor,
head or ass.
No. Go for the ass, because I want to save the brain.
Don't put me in ass first. Don't do
it.
Ass first, Balnor. Your ass is going in the box.
Save the best, Balnor.
You see, Balnor, in one motion, rips the vest off, puts it on himself. It's
Balnor, perfect, it looks great on
perfectly
you.
Perfectly cut for Balnor. Shoves Akarot's ass into the box.
No, my ass!
And you see the like necrotic energy from the box travels up his ass, moves down his legs. They are destroyed and like turned to bits of stone and crumble away.
I can't wait to find all your fucking phylacteries and make them an offer to help us fight Theala. And
my
then
ass.
I carve out his brain like it's like the yolk from a soft-boiled egg. And I save it because I'm going to fucking scry on it and do some fucking witchcraft
Absolutely
with it.
Absolutely disgusting.
She's a neurosurgeon.
You guys have defeated the last rogue god. You split Akarot's skull after the bottom half of him is destroyed by going in the box, which contains an item called the Sphere of Annihilation.
Whoa.
And then the Sphere of Anal Annihilation.
Brava.
Oh God.
Brava.
A rose.
And you take the brain of this creature.
Yeah.
It is this sickly.
I want to put it in one of those like gallon Ziploc bags.
You put it in the Tupperware with some hero's fees.
Touching that hero's fees. And then I got to cast regenerate on Scrumper.
Sweet. Oh, you rush over to Scrumper. Scrumper looks very hurt. Arm has been chopped off. You begin casting regenerate.
As I do it, I say, not that you needed it, and I give her a wink.
I'm fine. I've got 40 hit points left, so I'm actually not, it's not a big deal. I could have probably fought him again, so.
Then we are going to cut back to Iron Deep. At the top of the order, that is Red's turn. Red's got allies around these guys now, so get sneak attack. Ooh, misses on the first attack, hits on the second attack. That is a big 25 from Red. One of these dudes looks quite hurt.
He's still standing.
Yeah, these guys are pretty tough. That is Egwene's turn. Egwene takes a shot at that same dude. Hits on the first attack. Hits on the second attack. You see she puts two arrows straight in his head. One in one eye, one in the other. Dude goes down.
Sick.
That is that champion's turn. You see that dude looks around, looks super scared. He's going to take a disengage and he starts like running off into the city. And you see he rips his white mask off and he starts yelling, help, help, I'm being attacked.
Oh, fuck that guy.
That is Cobb's turn. Cobb is going to run forward and Cobb is going to do an opposed athletics check against this dude. Jake, why don't you roll for old Cobb? He's gonna get flat whatever you get.
It's an honor. Nat 20.
Whoa! Oh, yeah.
I only rolled 20s for Cobb, man.
Dude. Shit. 20s for our Cobb.
That dude rules.
You see the spry old man as this dude's running away, trying to yell to, there are dwarves fighting throughout the city, none in this immediate area. He's trying to like trick them and get help because he's an Iron Deep dude who's basically a spy and agent for Theala or Akarat, you don't really know, trying to trick the other Iron Deep guards. But before he can get far at all, the spry old man runs forward, just form tackles him, and then just like mounts him and starts punching him in the face. Where the fuck did you... But Beverly, where the hell's Beverly?
Maverick runs up and punches the guy in the face.
Go ahead and give me an intimidation check. And you have advantage because Cobb is helping you.
That is only a 17.
17. That is enough for a dude who is completely outnumbered. You see, yeah, Cobb has him mounted. You're also, like, on the side of him. You guys are both just beating the shit out of this dude while
he's
down.
Dead meat, dude.
Egwene holds an arrow up to him, kind of hovers up to him, and he goes,
Okay, I'll tell you. You just got to let me live, okay?
Sure.
Go ahead and give me a deception check.
Okay.
7.
Total?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, you're gonna kill me.
Okay, fine, right. I won't kill you.
You're not. All right, you promise. How do I know?
You're telling the truth.
How do I fucking know? You see, Cobb just keeps punching him in the face. Oh. Okay. Look, all right.
We could make it so bad.
Okay, all right. I don't know what they're doing, but the Chosen, they've got like a base at this place called Smuggler's Bounty, and they wanted to take him there. Because it's, like, really hard to find.
I feel like I've heard of that place.
Yeah, it's, like, a really cool party spot. Maybe me and you can go someday. Anyway, I'm out.
That's right? Your move? You want to go party with
me? Well, yeah. Me and you, right?
God, it's so sad.
You see Egwene just puts an arrow right in the middle of his head as he dies.
Oh, man. Don't feel great about it, but it had to go down that way.
Then we are going to cut back over to Erlen and Bev. Bev, you revivified Erlen. Erlen came back, and he is not happy to be back. You see, he is freaking out. He looks pale, and he just goes in the corner of the room and like hugs his knees, and he just starts cradling himself and rocking back and forth.
Hey, you look like maybe you've lost some blood or something. Here, eat this, and I hand him a Werther's Original. This should pep you up a little bit. What's going on?
You see, he just pushes your hand down.
Erlen.
And he looks at you and he goes,
"She used us, Bev."
"What do you mean? We blacked out, but nothing's happened yet. They haven't... It looks like they're going to try some sort of ritual, but I guess maybe they're preparing it now? What do you mean?"
Beverly, you all of a sudden feel a staggering loss. It feels like the feeling you get, or what people describe when you wake up in the morning and you feel like something terrible is going to happen. You get a terrible phone call or something. Just that feeling of, I don't know what, but something awful has just happened. That pit in your stomach.
What do you know? What did she do?
She killed him, Bev.
Who?
She killed Pelor.
And that's where we'll end the session.
Classic Murph.
You're dead, Murph.
What the fuck?
We're all gonna fucking jump you after this.
You're dead.
There's so many of us, man.
You're done.
What were you
put your ass in the box?
Your ass is going in the box.
We're gonna box your ass. We're gonna mail it to Spain.
I can't believe you, after like just solid 50 or 60 episodes of him being a villain, the last time we will likely see Akar on this campaign was him getting his ass shoved
by Balnor.
God bless. the way it had to go. Yeah. It's so weird. It's like when you're sick and you're looking on Instagram and everyone's having a great time. oh, boy.
Cool. Okay, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. You can listen to people threaten to put my ass in a box over on our after show, The Short Rest, patreon.com/nadpod. That's
any that ain't true. I'm only going to celebrate your ass.
Thank you.
On The Short Rest.
Yeah, we're going to put it in a gift-wrapped box. Yeah.
That's patreon.com/NADDPOD don't sing yet. Siobhan, you got anything to plug?
Follow all of the former College Humor writers.
Oh, yeah.
And hire them if you're in the ability to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all, you know, they're all really talented people.
Yeah, everybody except Grant O'Brien. He's a piece of shit.
Deserves everything.
You can follow and unfollow him a bunch so he gets the notifications.
Yes,
and
that would be really...
That'd be nice.
I'll watch out for that. That seems very fun.
Grant quietly has listened to every episode of this podcast but never mentioned it. Get super hurt. Same for me, I would say.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, follow the College Humor writers. I don't have all of their ats right in front of me, but maybe we'll throw it in the description of
the
show.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, to support them. Let's do that.
Yeah, they're all brilliant, and if you need comedy writers or if you're just looking for people who are going to for sure be making great content in the future, check them out.
Or just really handsome people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like hot.
Yeah.
Hot people.
If you need models.
Former College Humor.
Because you know what? They're starting a brand new stage of their career and why not have it be modeling?
Why not?
It's true.
Anything can happen.
Sweet, guys. Follow us on Twitter at @CHMurphysMe, at Caldy's Caldwell, at VorneyTom is Siobhan, at eAxford is Emily, at Zach Oyama is Zach Oyama, and at Jake Hurwitz is Jake. You can tweet about the show using #NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of a nation. We are.
It's the end of the show, everybody, and that means we need to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders.
We don't deserve y'all, but we try best we can.
Starting with Brad D, Dylan B, Danny P, and Steelbreaker, the demonic tailors who created Akarot's stunning vest. They also made him a jacket and pants to go with it, but Akarot wisely threw them and all the tailors into the sphere of annihilation.
Beardman Dan, Adam R, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, and Alucard, an elite squad of lawyers hired by Pawpaw to prosecute Theala for kidnapping Bev and Erlen. It's a pretty solid case. God or not, abducting teens is super illegal.
Haldor Frostbag, Jordan DJ, Jeffrey S., Cutter W., and Andrew M., a group of Gladeholm University students who were up all night partying and fully slept through the castle being teleported to Asmodia. Now orcs are firing ballistas at them, and to make matters worse, the campus cafeteria is closed.
Bummer! Schubert the Mushroom, Elena C., Mixologist Michael McD., Balnor's Boy, and Maddie Big Crits, a fellowship of Bohemian adventurers currently on a quest to destroy Akarot's phylactery because no one had the heart to tell him that he actually has multiple. They even got matching capes and everything. It's real sad.
Justin I, Jacob C, Elena M, Jostrich, and Dana G, Pendergreen's entourage. They spend most of their day cooking him George Foreman paninis and lying about how good his Crocs and black armor look together.
Hell yeah. Daniel R, Destin C, Jive G, Earl and Kathleen L, and Crow of Omen, a goblin circus that travels the globe entertaining people with acrobatic stunts and amazing pyrotechnics. Just so you know, if you sit in the first three rows, you might explode. Best bring a poncho to be safe.
Sergio, Salazar, Solomon, Zacharias de Sequani, Michael L, Treylay the Crayfay, Jory S, and Michael KM, Cran and Derlin's Book Club. This month, they're reading an Eladrin scroll that explains how to infuse weapons with a poison deadly to both demons and celestials.
Ooh.
Next month, they're doing Life of Pi.
Double ooh. Adam H., Ryan, Aaron G., and Jake L., a cube, cylinder, cone, and tetrahedron of annihilation, respectively, who are super pissed about how much attention the sphere of annihilation is getting.
Big Buck, Richard X. Machina, Sam L., and Troy McSee, the vest seamstress who watched with bated breath the entire Akarot fight, so worried he would split a seam. They are desperately indebted to the Band of Boobs for saving their life's work and will probably gift them all vests next episode.
Fun. 1. Dom R., Josh S., Nicholas C., Austin C., and Kristen P., a troop of yellow teens, an offshoot of the green teens, which the coward Denny started after he was barred from the green teens for being too craven.
Mike H., Matthew E., Samuel B., Okada, and Mr. Hydroice, a family of puddle elves known for their distinctive rubber boots and earthworm familiars. They're just as rowdy as crick elves, but their home is even more endangered because they mostly have to wait in parking lots for it to rain.
Aaron C., TJ M., the Gnome Barbarian, Trust the Traveler, Robert F., and Paul and Megan the Twins, a group of elfins from the Elfinage. Sure, it doesn't have the same ring as Dwarfinage, but they need your love and support just as much.
Anime Intellect, Zolo Dolo, Nick B., Amberl T., and JJ, the Pebblepot financial advisors who keep encouraging the family to invest more aggressively, but those cowards won't even buy bonds.
Colton B., J., CC Lulu, Aiden RH, and Blitzbrig Dimitri, a flock of gargoyles that was flying by, saw Akarot fighting, then thought, huh, vests do look good on gargoyles. Anyways, now they're all flying around wearing vests, which is now a normal thing to assume of a gargoyle, Moonshine.
I'm Hopeless, Timmy R., Alex M., and Aaron Sully, four chosen knights who were still in the cave with Beverly and Erlen, quietly eating from the buffet. They were going to try to finish them off, but their stomachs were full and they really didn't want to cramp up.
Lucas B., Jordan L., Talith X., Mateo C., and Pupthoth, a who's who of heroes who have had their asses shaved off by the sphere of annihilation. Careful when pooping into the abyss, everyone!
Austin MR, Kaylee Elise, Barnesinator, Mick Pucks, and Christian A, creators and distributors of the Toilet of Annihilation,
ooh,
which promises a waste-free restroom and low-cost plumbing.
Wow.
Unfortunately, they are being sued by the aforementioned people who lost their asses in it.
Okay. Devin W., Shenua B., Jared E., Persephone, and Eric McD., Akarot's buddies who all bought matching vests with him when they were drunk, but then Akarot was the only one who wore it in public after the severe razzing he received. It's unlikely those vests will be coming out of the trunk.
Reese NS, Eric and Andrea B., Charo Arcadius, and Jay Parker, a small crew of chosen knights who were super offended by Theala's speech and decided to defect and follow Pelor. Needless to say, they're having a real bad day.
Steven C., Maxwell C., Mike K., Omri M., and Callum L., the bartenders at Pelor's Margarita Bar at his carnival cruise in the sky. In memory of their fallen leader, they're running an all-day happy hour.
Scott D., Nothar the Prodigy Ranger, Mikanji, Dan, and the Red Rain, a cabal of wizards who scryed on Akarot's mural faces and obtained footage of Hard One's nuts. They're currently blackmailing him and threatening to send them to his mom in Shadowfell.
Richard C., Karen T., Curtis S., and Michael C., Mavericks' ultimate frisbee rivals who are fucking nervous about his new wings. Honestly, it's not fair if he's allowed to use them.
Nikki W., Andrew B., Christopher B., Barris and Ken of the Wizard's Tower, and Nicholas P., Mama's grandchildren. Mama had some wild younger years, and interestingly, they are of no blood relation to Papa, though they still call him Uncle PP.
Kevin M., Angel B., Raul N., I Am the Atlas, Maribel the Kitty Morphing Gnome, Bloody Mary Elementals. Kind of like water elementals, but you know, Bloody Marys. They have celery crowns and fight with toothpicks. You want them on your side when you're battling a hangover.
Jens Christian T., Joe McGee, Meta Amps, Atticus C., and Tom S., Crick Magicians. They wow crowds by making people's personal belongings disappear. In other realms, these enchanters are called Petty Thieves.
Luke H., Kelvin Noodles, Grace G., P. Diddy 985, and Lance, the Jubilex's children. These folks basically look like they're adorable little jello molds with smiley faces, and now they don't have a mother.
Brutal. Esme M., Gary J., Casimir the All-Knowing, Spencer Caskbrew, and Zach C., Frostwind Dwarves who went to sit by a tree after their battle and instantly got transported to Gladeholm. They are not complaining, though. The water park has a hot tub.
And finally, Eric G., BJL, Michelle O., and Gage M., the oldest green teens. These fine halflings are 40 years young, but they can't graduate until they've gotten all their pets. patches. Gonna be hard now that the world is ending.
And that's it for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode. In the meantime, you can head on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod, to listen to our short rest. We'll catch you guys next time.
We love y'all. Bye, sweeties.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.